Yosef Gliomer, my time of Rav Yosef HaGlili, namely that he excludes a Baal Chai and an Ochel from the possibility of being the surface of the get. The Tanya Sefer, Inli O Sefer, Menemli Rabbas Kol Dover, Tom Nober Vekosaf, Lamikol Makom, Mikem Atom Dover Sefer, Ma Sefer Dover She'en Baruch Chaim, V'eino Ochel, Af Kol Dover She'en Baruch Chaim, V'eino Ochel. Rabbanon Iksiv Ba Sefer Kedika Amris, then Sefer would be the Cheftza on which the get is written. Hashti Dixiv Sefer, the Sfiras Varim Huda Asa, comes for the content. Rabbanon Hai Vekosaf Mayavdila, Meboilil Biksiva Miskareshes, Namely, that we have over here a sugya, which is a havamina that a woman would be mitgareshet with kesef. We'd have a hekesh, akish yitzia lehavaya, ma havaya bekesef, af yitzia name bekesef. And the Gemara rejects that havamina from Xeris HaKosav, either the Xeris HaKosav of the Kosav or Xeris HaKosav of Sefer. Tosus points out, Hach Drasha, Dirimaskil Ve'ena, Hach Drasha L'Rava, that this, in terms of the Sugya Kedushin had asked this question, maybe a get should be via Kesef, maybe Gerushin should be your Kesef, and the Sugya over there brings these Drashas, Xeris HaKosav, for Rava, avala baye nafka leidena miskareshes bekesef misvara. What's the svara of Abaye that kesef would not serve for gerushin? So Abaye says tanegor naase kategor. In other words, the fact that we created a unity with kesef. You know, should that be used to break the unity? Namely, that we have over here, we're going in a direction of. Creating lo tov heyos adam levado, creating a tov, and you shouldn't use the same means with which you create the tov to destroy the tov. So what then does Abaye do with Xeris HaKosav? So Tosus offers various options as to how the Xeris HaKosav would work out according to Abaye. When Rav Lichtenstein learned the sugya in a previous Gilgul, he pointed out that Yitachen, that Abaye would agree with Xeris HaKosav. But still he needs a svara, because really over here, when we speak about a get being done via, gerushin being done via the medium of kesef, what two scenarios could one possibly see in the havamina in terms of kesef? Let's say a woman wants to be miskareshes via kesef. What two options do we have in terms of the direction of the kesef? Either the woman could be giving the kesef to the husband, right? The husband gave the woman kesef to the wife to be megaresh, so she could throw the kesef back at him, say, you know, or it's spit it out, and I don't want. Or the husband would give the woman kesef again. I was megaresh you with kesef, now I'm megaresh you with kesef. Which of these would fit into the svara of Abaye? Kategor not sanegor not says kategor. What? If she gives it back to him. Namely, that it's a one-way street. It creates good. We can't use it to create bad. That's a svara. But maybe he could be megarisher via kesef, with yotza v'hayisa. Maybe the same way that the husband was megarisher via kesef, he could be megarisher. That's what you need xeris hakosef. Namely, yitachen, that you need a svara and xeris hakosef, because we have over here two options of kesef. So you don't have to come on necessarily to, you know, Tosis' option. Of mikomakom itzrich li deiname v'kosav, etc. It could be that within kesef itself, there's a track of kesef where we have a svara, and there's a track of kesef where you have a xeris hakosav. Okay, then the idach. What does the man do'amar do with sefer krisus if he's not learning it to exclude kesef? The idach davar hakoris beino ubeina kidetanya. Hareza gitech amanashalo tishtiyayan amanashalo telchi lebeis avich le'olam ein ze krisus ad shloshim yom hareza krisus. That we have two possible tanaim within a get. If the tanai is a tanai of le'olam, then the woman is still connected to him. That's not a get. If it's a tanai of shloshim yom, then it is a get. Tosus over here was bothered that l'chora we have a stira between our sugi and the sugi in the darim. Shalotel chidu beis avich yolam ein zekrisus, tema. Ha'im meis aviha o im machar, namely he sold the house, lo chashiv tu beis aviha, kidinan b'hashutfim, we have a world of konamos, of nedarim. That if someone says, konim lebeischa she'eni nichnas, or sadcha she'eni lokeach, then in that situation, meis o machar la'acher, mutar. So we see over here that the concept of shelo telchi lebeis avich le'olam also is limited. It's limited by the lifetime of the husband, or the father. It's limited by the lifetime of the father. It's limited by the ownership of the father. So why then is that a problem of krisus? That's Tosis's question. So he answers, v'yeshlamar dekol yotzei chalotzav kruyim beis aviv v'afilu shemes. Kedichsiv shvi amana beis avich gabi tamar, even though kfar meis aviyah kenemuchachay kroy. Even though Tamar's father is no longer around, b'chol zot, it's still called Beis Aviha. And so we're using that over here as the makor of our Gemara, that shalotelchi lebeis avich la'olam, this is something which has a life above and beyond the lifespan of the father. What did Tosis do? Tosis asked the kasha from the Gemara in the Darim, and then he says, but it's not a problem, because we have a pasuk and chumash. What does the Gemara in the Darim and the pasuk and chumash have one to do with the other? What was Tosis's havamina? Tosis's havamina is that whatever works in the world of Nedarim works in the world of Gerushin. If in the world of Nedarim, Beis Avich and La'olam do not go hand in hand, so in the world of Gerushin, Beis Avich and La'olam don't go hand in hand. So over here there's a Rashba, and the Rashba says that Tosos in the Maskana distinguish between Nedarim and the Tanai in the world of Gittin. Can anyone make such a distinction that in the world of Nedarim we're going to have one meaning of Beis Avich? Beis Avich in the world of Nedarim is going to be limited to the physical ownership of the father. If the father dies or if the father sells the house, there's no longer a neder. Masha'en Kain in the world of Gittin, there we're going to use a different standard. There we're going to work off of the Pasuk and Chumash. Why in the Darim would we have one standard and in Gittin would we have a different standard? It's a general principle. And throughout the Darim, you should be aware that the whole world of Konamos, Olam Adarim, goes after Lashon B'nei Adam. Masha'en Kain, if we're dealing with the world of Tanoim, that will go after Lashon HaTorah. In other words, the Torah is giving us not just halachos, but also definitions of terms. The Torah tells us Priyat Sadar means an esrog. The Torah tells us that totafos mean tefillin. The Torah is giving us Hebrew definitions. The Torah is telling us Beis Aviha means the ancestral home. It's irrelevant to who it currently belongs to. You know, if you come from, if there had been some village in Lita where your great-great-grandparents lived for generations, and now there's some goy living there, and you go back, you say, that's my home. That's my Beis Aviha. That's my ancestral home. In other words, that's the concept of home in the Torah. In terms of Nedarim, there we go after Lashon B'nei Adam. Lashon B'nei Adam is here today, gone tomorrow. Lashon B'nei Adam is that we view things very temporally, very temporarily. There's not necessarily a concept of a legacy, of a heritage that would continue. It's yours, it's yours, it's not yours, it's not yours. It is a shul, right? It's a shul. It's a church, it's a church. In other words, however people view it currently, That's how they're going to view it. So Tosis over here says that really, in other words, the Havamina was that we should compare Nedarim to Gittin. Maskon is no. Nedarim go after Lashon B'nei Adam. Gittin goes after Lashon HaTorah. Shvi Amana Beis Avich. Lashon HaTorah defines what Beis Avich means in a get. And Beis Avich therefore means Le'olam means Le'olam. Means that it goes beyond the lifetime of the father, goes beyond the ownership of the father. So the assumption of Tosfos and the Rashba is that in order for a Tanai to break the Krisus, it has to be a Tanai of La'olam, And Beis Avich is a Tanai of Le'olam. That is a Tanai of Le'olam. Okay? Like Lotishti Yayin Le'olam. Right? That's Le'olam. And so we can't have a situation where this woman is always going to be tied to his condition. However, if one opens up the Rambam, one doesn't find any of this that Tosus and the Rashba take for granted. The Rambam is in Perek Dalad, Hilchos, Perek Dalad. Sorry, Perek Ches Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, Hareza Gitech. Ches Yud Aleph. Hareza Gitech al Manas Shalotelchi Lebeis Avich Ad Shloshim Yom, Hareza Get. Shalotelchi Lebeis Avich Lo Olam, Eino Get. Shaharei, Ein Zo Krisus. Lefika, Chaomer Hareza Gitech al Manas Shalotelchi Bosar Lo Olam, O Shalotishti Yayin Lo Olam, Eino Get. Shein Ze Krisus. Ad Shloshim Yom Hareza Get. And the Girsa and the Franco Rambam is Hareza Gitech al Manas Shalotelchi Bosar Ze Lo Olam. Shalotishti Yayin Ze Lo Olam. Then Ein Ze Krisus. Even though Basar Ze is not going to last very, very long, it's only going to be around for a relatively short period of time. Bechol Zot, it's considered to be a lack of Krisus. Namely, according to the Rambam, what defines the lack of Krisus? The reality, the Bepoel, the fact that this is going to be forever and ever and ever and ever, or what? The Lashon, the terminology of the Tanai. If the Tanai uses the language La'olam, then Ein Ze Krisus. If the Tanai uses the language Ad Shloshim Yom, then Hareza. That's what the Magid Mishnah over here learns in the Rambam. He understands the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rashba and Tosfos require a reality. It has to be a reality of La'olam. According to the Rambam, it's enough if we have a language of La'olam. Umitoch kushya zus over Rabbeinu de kol shemaskir La'olam. Kol shemaskir La'olam. Af apishi yavos man shadavar mishtane, we don't care. The chol's at the moment that you say La'olam, ein ze krisus. It's just a question of the nisuach, of the formulation. If the formulation is La'olam, that's a lack of krisus. And we don't look at the reality of the situation. Machlokas Rambam on one hand, and Tosis and the Rashba on the other hand. The question is, what's the machlokas over here? How does one understand such a machlokas? Why should one side, why should the Rambam say that it's all totally in formulation? And the other side say that it's totally in reality? What is, in other words, why should Krisus go in this direction, or Krisus go in that direction? Is there any self-glossof? It's one pasuk in the Torah that you require a sefer Krisus. Dovar ha-kores beino ubeina. Why, according to the Rambam, do we view it in terms of the terminology, and in terms of Tosfos and the Rashba, we view it in terms of the actuality? Yes? I was thinking in that direction. I'm just not 100% certain, but I'm happy someone else thinks it that way as well. There's a Rambam that we saw. I don't remember if we saw it this year or I saw it when we were in Kedushin, which is 2 years ago. But there's a Rambam who says as follows. And I sent you to Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Zayin Hocha Kaf Gimel. We have a situation of a person's Mekadesh woman al Tanai. All right, he tells her, I'm Mekadesh you al Tanai that you lose 10 pounds. Okay? And then, Chazar Achar Kama Yomim, Ubitel Tanao. He decides he'll take his wife the way she comes, with her 10 pounds. Afal Pisha Bitzlo Beino Ubeina Shalo Bifnei Edim, Batel Hatanai Varehi Mikudeshet Stam. So we say there's no need for a re-kiddushin. There's no need to start all over again. There's no need for, you know, for him to give her a ring again, but rather he can simply say, "I'm mochel on the Tanai. The Magid Mishnah says that the Rashba disagrees and says nothing doing, that if in such a situation, if he wants to be mochel on the Tanai, he has to be mekadesher all over again. Such a machlokas we have between the Rambam and the Rashba. That according to the Rambam, the moment that we have a Tanai where there's bitul beino ubeina, then the original Kedushin stands in. And if he doesn't want to keep married to her, then tzricha get afa bishalonis kayim atanai. Mashenk, and according to the Rashba, if there was a Tanai in the Kedushin, that means that Kedushin never was fulfilled. And if now he wants to marry her the way that she is, with her extra weight, he has to be mekadesh her again. So that, I think, certainly fits in very well with Shmuley's formulation. I mean, what Shmuley said, that the question is over here, what's the relationship between a Tanai and a Maisa? Do we say that if the Tanai is not fulfilled, that there's no Das Makna at all? I mean, that the person really puts his all into the Tanai. The Tanai is something which either is going to create this Kedushin or is going to upset this Kedushin. Or do we say, no, basically there's Das Makna. He says, Harei Mekudesh Etzli. He wants this woman. He has his druthers. He would rather that she be slimmer. He'd rather she stop smoking. He'd rather that she stop dyeing her hair or something like that. But basically he wants to marry her. He didn't go over to any woman in the street. He went over to her. And then, in other words, the Tanai is like icing on the cake. And then if he decides he doesn't want the Tanai, he can be mochel the Tanai, but the basic Das Makna was already there in the Maisa. Question is whether we can apply that to our situation as well. In other words, clearly over there, within Tzilchichos Ishus, that's what's behind the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. According to the Rambam, Nachon, a Tanai is a Tanai, but it's not the be-all and end-all. It's not that without the fulfillment of the Tanai, there's no Das Makna. There is basic Das. There's a basic underlying Das. But what is a Tanai? And so that Tanai can be Nimchal. Masha'enk, and according to the Rashba, nothing gets off the ground without a Tanai. If she were to lose 9 pounds and not 10 pounds, so there's no Kedushin. In other words, a Tanai is that which creates the Kedushin. And if he wants to be Mochel, he has to start all over again. He has to do a Maisa Kedushin that will be without strings attached, without a Tanai attached. The question is whether that has relevance to, and what Shmuley want to do is take that concept and move it over here. Which way did you want to move it? Or I put words into your mouth? I think it's connected. I mean, well, that's where we see that, you know, how seriously we take the Tanai. The question over here, is this a question of how seriously we take the Tanai, or is there something more basic involved as to whether we view things after their legal formulation or we view it after the reality? I'm not sure. I just leave it as a question, okay, that we have over here machlokas. I'm not sure what the machlokas is based on, but clearly there's a machlokas. Magid Mishnah says it's machlokas. Okay, that's what we have over here in the sugya up to the Mishnah. Moving over to the Mishnah, Ein Kosim v'machuba l'karka, here we saw a basic machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli, as Rashi points out, learns this as an issue of ktsitsa. Ein Kosim v'machuba d'chsiv v'kosa v'nosan shena machusar ktsitsa. That you shouldn't have a situation where you're going to have an act which is going to break the continuity between the writing and the giving of the get. What writing means, so the Gemara, the first sugi over here, that's totally in Machlokas, Rav Eliezer, and Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, the writing means the chasima. You shouldn't have a ketzitza between the chasima and the nesina. According to Rav Elazar, Eidim Mesira Karate, Vekosav means the ksiva. You shouldn't have a mice ktsitsa between the ksiva and the nesina. But the issue is basically that mice ktsitsa, that's the problem. Mechuba per se is not a problem. You can write a get on an otzitz nakuv. It's not a problem to write on mechuba. You can write a get on a tree trunk and be machneher the tree trunk. The problem is only that normally people want to hand something over. Right? And so we have a problem of ketzitza. Mashenk, according to the Yerushalmi, this isn't an issue of ketzitza. We have over here a problem b'cheftza. a get has to be a sefer. A sefer and mechubar are a tarte de sasre. You can't write a get on mechubar. Or it's a problem of a nosan. A get requires a maisa nesina. The maisa nesina and mechubar don't go hand in hand. Ech shelo yihyeh, we pointed out, this is a machokas between the Rush and the Pashtus of the Yerushalmi, but there is a possibility that mechubar is a din in the psuch and the cheftza. That's the shita of the Yerushalmi and the Rush, be it because of the sefer or the nosan, we have a kiras hakosuv. Masha'inken, according to the Bavli, there's no such psul cheftza, it's only a psul of the breaking of the continuity. Then, if you recall, we saw last time a machlok between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, between the two siblings, two grandchildren of Rashi, as to what is the nature of this psul of ktsitsa. According to the Rashbam, the psul of ktsitsa only applies to the world of animals and to the world of vegetation. Only applies to dover hatsomeach v'dover hachai. Only there do we have a problem of ktsitsa. But if you have a cloth the size of this table, and you write a get on part of the cloth, and then you cut the cloth, that's not a problem according to the Rashbam. Namely, the problem of ktsitsa is changing the nature of the get from mechubar to talush. But if the get was talush to begin with, there's no problem of ktsitsa. Masha'inken, Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Rabbeinu Tam holds that even cutting the cloth, that's a din of ktsitsa. The only question is one of degree. In other words, if you have a cloth the size of the table and you cut off a piece for the get, that's a chisaron of ktsitsa. If you have a cloth the size of an A4 sheet and you cut it down to A5, that's not a problem of ktsitsa, right? That, I'm assuming the A5 is smaller than A4, I don't know. In other words, if you were to cut the margins, that's not a problem of ktsitsa. Okay, so we have this machlokes as to exactly is the nature of ktsitsa changing the status of the get from mechubar to talush, or is the iser of ketzitza doing a maisa chashuv that would interrupt between the ksiva and the nesina? Machlokas Rishonim. Within that machlokas Rishonim, let's look over here at the Gemara. The Gemara, three lines from the bottom, on daf kaf aleph amud beis. Again, the sugya before that we've already seen 10 times. Machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. How do we define ksiva? That we know. Ksavo al cheres shel otzitz nakuf. Kosher. This is the Bavli. The Bavli holds you can take an otzitz nakuf. Al pidin, it is mechubar. And as long as you go ahead, the shokel levi yahivle, you pick up this otzitz nakuf and you give it to the woman, then she is megureshes. Because there's no psul of mechubar per se, and you haven't done a maisa ketzitza. The otzitz nakuv was mechubar to begin with. It remains mechubar when you give it to the woman, right? You're giving it to her over the ground. That's not a problem. Ksava al cheresh otzitz nakuv kosher deshakile v'yahivle nihala. However, if you were to write the get out all the shel otzitz nakuv, not on the cheres, but on the leaf of that which is growing in an otzitz nakuv, then we have a machlokas. Abai omar kosher. Why not? My nafkamin, if you're writing on the cheres or the leaf, you're writing a get on mechubar, you're going to hand her mechubar. V'rav amar pasul. Abai amar kosher deshokil levi yohiv lani alei, as we explained previously. V'rav amar pasul gzeira shema yiktom. That on the ole, we have a gzeira shema yiktom, and therefore it's pasul. Namely, even though you're not doing the ktsitsa, we have a gzeira, maybe you're going to come to be kotzeis. V'chora, a very, very neutral sort of a sugya that fits in both according to Rabbeinu Tam and according to the Rashbam. We're dealing over here with that which has a status of mechubar. We're handing it over. There is no ketzitza, but there is a gzera shema yiktom in the case of the ola. Fine. Comes along Rashi and drives the Ran up the wall. What did Rashi say? Look in Rashi, the bottom Rashi in the chaf alfam abdeis. The shakil lei lakula otzitz, the einkan mechusar ktsitsa, the ein lachush shema yishbor hacheres, the yiten la hachaticha, the havyela ktsitsa, the romafsid lei la otzitz. Rashi points out that we're not afraid. We have a gzera a little later on. Maybe you're going to pull out the leaf off of what's growing in the otzitz. We're not afraid of a parallel situation that you're going to break the cheres, and then you're going to give the woman only the piece of the cheres that has the get on it. Because why would a person be over bal tashlis? Why would he break a cheres? Right? The lamafsid leilo otzitz. It's currently a kli. Why would a person do such a thing? Mashma, that if a person were to do such a thing, what would be the halacha? If he would break the cheres and then give the piece to the woman, it would be pasul. That's what's mashma, right? We're not choshish for it. Mashma, if you were to do it, it'd be pasul. That's like the Rashbam or like Rabbeinu Tam. Who says that if you were to break a cheres, if you had a cheres the size of the table, right, again on a part of the cheres, and you break that piece off and give it to the woman, that's pasul? That's Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi over here is telling us, or Rabbeinu Tam can say, my grandfather learned this way. This is the way Rashi learned. Rashi says over here that the din of ketzitza applies even to a cheres. The only thing is we're not choshish a person's going to do it. But if a person does it, it's mashma that it's pasul. Right? The ein lochush shema yishbor a cheres v'yitan lachaticha v'havi le ketzitza and be pasul. We're not choshish for it because l'mafsid le l'otzitz. But basically, Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Next Rashi. The shakilei lo'atzitz v'yohiv ni'alei. Why? Because according to, we have Xera, according to Rava, shema yiktom ha'ala v'have ketzitza min ha'machubar. Have ketzitza min ha'machubar. So the Ran says, Rashi over here is, you know, like the Rashbam, namely that the Rabbeinu Tam saw the Rashi and Chaf Alfa and Bezid says Rashi's like me. The Rashbam sees the Rashi over here, Ktsitsa min ha-machubar. According to Rabbeinu Tam, who needs Ktsitsa min ha-machubar? Even Ktsitsa min ha-tolish is a problem. If Rashi says Vahavya Ktsitsa min ha-machubar, that implies that Ktsitsa is only min ha-machubar. Otherwise, why would Rashi say it? See, which Rashi should say, Shema yiktam ha-olah Vahavya Ktsitsa. But tzitza min ha-machubar, who needs machubar? According to Rabbeinu Tam, machubar is irrelevant. Tzitza is also a din from a klaf, not only from machubar. So we have a Rashi on Chaf Aleph and Beis, which is mashma like Rabbeinu Tam, and a Rashi on Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph, which is mashma like the Rashba. That's what bothered the Ran. The Ran was bothered by the stira in Rashi. I mean, of course, you could say that one of these Rashis is Lav Dafka, but that's the way we learn Rashi, right? We assume that Rashi, he wrote his parish more than once. And so L'chora, it's dafka. You know? It's like the difference between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Brura, that the L'chora, the style of the Aruch HaShulchan is much easier for a person to learn than the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura is very difficult to learn. You know, if you wanted to have a 15-minute Seder a day in Halacha, I would suggest you learn Aruch HaShulchan. You'll cover the same amount of ground, and you can skip the when he gets involved in Rambams. But just the Halacha, he writes very interestingly. But I think it was Rav Henkin pointed out to his grandson, who lives here in Eretz Yisrael. His grandson told me that the reason that the Mishnah Berurah was accepted as the Posek Acharon, as opposed to the Aruch HaShulchan, even though again 95% of the time they say the same thing, but on those 5% differences, we pass on the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah a number of times. Namely, what we have now is not the first edition. He wrote it and read it over and read it over, and then he published after he wrote it over three or four times, that's when he did it. The Aruch HaShulchan wrote, published. And so in terms of Halacha Ledoros, we're samech on the fact that the Mishnah Berurah went through his own scrutiny, went through, there are very, very few stiros in the Mishnah Berurah. I think someone found four stiros in the Mishnah Berurah. It's within the six halakim. There are no stiros in the Beis Yosef. That's why people say it must be written Beruach HaKodesh. But in the Mishnah Berurah, there's achak also four stiros. In the Aruch HaShulchan, you have a bit more. So in any case, we assume Rashi, he had a number of maduras. So it's hard to say that he wasn't medayik. So the Ravana say, V'evsher shedaito, the im kotzatz afilu dover talush pasul mishum machuser ketzitza mihu lo gazrinan shema yiktom elo b'machubar lefi sherov hamachubarim i efshar lahem below ketima ukamoshe kasafti lamala Aval betalush lo gazrinan. Umiu becheresh el atzitz naku vikila meimar d'shayach l'migzar dilma chayis azroim umitoch kach yishbor hacheres. Lofikach kosav d'leka l'meicha shalachim mishum d'lamavsid leilo atzitz. But I'm going to bar kol atzorech. That the Yorach HaShulchan wants, I'm sorry, the Yorach HaShulchan. The Ran, sorry, taken away. The Ran wants to say that over here the difference is on the level of gzeros. On the level of gzeros, the Rashi says, have yekzitza min ha-machubar. In machubar, it's more likely to make a gzera shema yiktom. Because all machubar was made to be koten. You grow wheat in order to be able to pluck it. You grow things in a flower pot in order to be able to take the flowers and put them around the shul on shavuos. In other words, the things that are machubar were meant to become tolush at some time. Masha'en kein tolush wasn't meant to be broken. However, we have aminam in terms of the cheres. Maybe the husband would be chas on the seeds. Maybe he'd want the seeds to stay by him and only give the woman part of the cheres. Mashmalan, he wouldn't break the cheres. For that, in other words, ad kedei kach, he wouldn't be such a stingy individual. He wouldn't break the cheres, in other words, just to spite himself. Okay, in other words, but the whole question over here is one of where you make a gzera. That's why the Rashi uses the language of minam achubar. It's not on the deraisa plane. When I learned Gittin, I mentioned to you the first year of the year, when I learned Gittin, the first time I learned Gittin was by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik in 1965. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, when he learned this, he wanted to learn it differently than the Ran. Now it's the last year, so I'll quote him again. I think I only quoted him once in terms of Akko. But a lot of what I said I probably remember from his shiurim. But I remember over here, he wanted to say that maybe we have, according to Rashi, two tracks of ktsitsa. We have a track of, in other words, it's not passing like the Rashbam or like Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi has two tracks of ktsitsa with a difference between them. That in the track of Mechubar, we would have ktsitsa whether we're dealing with something which is normally niktsats or it's not normally niktsats. There are things, and it's moving a little bit away from the Ran. Mechubar, there are things that normally we do grow in order to cut them, and there are things that we grow in order that they should remain plants. Right? People have plants growing out of flower pots. They're not growing them in order to cut them. They're growing them in order that the plants, you know, fill the whole house with greenery. And it's not in order to cut. But if we're dealing with the world of Mechubar, then we always have a problem of ktsitsa. Then we always have a problem of ktsitsa, because according what's the svara, that the problem of ktsitsa is turning something from one status to another status. My nafkun, if it's omid l'kach or lo omid l'kach, the fact is that the moment that you move something from status A to status B, from a chubar to talush, that's a din of ktsitsa, and therefore within the world of mechubar we always have a problem of ktsitsa. Ma she'enkin, in the world of talush, maybe over there we only have a problem of ktsitsa in something that was not meant to be niktsats. Something that was not meant to be niktsats, that's where we're going to view it as a chatzitsa. But something that was only to be niktsats, then it wouldn't be a chatzitsa. Namely, that we would have a different standard in the world of mechubar and the world of tolosh. So in the world of mechubar, have ktsitsa min ha-mechubar. The moment it's mechubar, we have a din of ktsitsa. Ma she'en kein, in the world of cheres, over here, ein lochus shema yishbar hacheretz v'havilei ktsitsa d'lamavsulei lo'atzitz. We would only have a din of ktsitsa in that which is not expected, in that which is not omed l'kach. But we're not gozer shema yaseh kach d'lamavsulei lo'atzitz, but we would only have it in such a situation. Namely, nafkamina would be as follows. Nafkamina would be, let's say you have an otzitz she'eno nakuv. Otzit she'eno nakuv has a din of talush. Would there be an iser of ketzitza to pull a leaf out of that which is growing in the otzit nakuv? Would that be a problem? If you were to write a get on a flower growing in an otzit nakuv, would there be an iser of ketzitza of writing the get on the flower and then cutting the flower and giving it to your wife? So according to Rav Soloveitchik, that wouldn't be a problem. Because flowers in an atzitz naku were meant to be cut. That's not a problem of katzitza. Namely, there's no din over here of changing the status from mechubar to talush. It starts as talush, it ends as talush. You cut it, but that's the most normal thing in the world to cut. It was meant to be cut. You cut flowers. Ma she'en kein in the atzitz she. That's an atzitz she'en o nakuv. In an atzitz nakuv, forget about whether it was meant to be cut or not meant to be cut. It was mechubar. Now you're turning into talush. That's the problem of katzitza. Changing the status of mechubar to talush. And we have tzvei dinim. We have two dinim of katzitza. We have the din of changing the status. Then it's irrelevant whether you were meant to do it or it wasn't meant to be done. Whether it's omid l'kach, omid l'kach, etc. And then we have the din of an act which serves as a hefsek. That's only if it wasn't meant to be. So we have one status in the world of the act of katzitza on talush. And a different world in the act of tzitza on mechubar, and that's why Rashi over here brings down both, but brings them with different lashonos, that in terms of cheres, we're concerned whether it was meant to be or not meant to be. In terms of mechubar, we have stam adin of tzitza min mechubar. Okay, in any case. Yes? The ola gavi the plant, that's what we call oker dover mokam gidulo. That's in terms of Shabbos. If you were if you would have a plant growing in a flower pot and you pull off the leaves, then you'd have a problem in terms of Shabbos. Because that's a din of oker dover mokam gidulo. Like we have a din of aborting a baby from a womb. A din of oker dover mokam gidulo. So it's not a din of mechubar. It applies also to mushrooms. Mushrooms aren't mechubar alpi din. They make a shahakol. It's not bari priya adama. If you pick a mushroom on Shabbos, that's the malacha d'oraisa of kotzer. Kotzer on Shabbos is not the same as mechubar in Tumah V'Tahara. It's not the same as mechubar in Trumas V'Maisros. It's a din of oker davar makom gidula. Not in get. Now, in get over here, again, we're assuming, the Gemara is assuming, atzitz nakuv, atzitz she'eno nakuv, the Gemara is assuming that we're dealing with the definition of chol haTorah kula, not the definition of melachas machshevas. Okay, let's see the next Gemara. Atzitz shel echad uzra'im shel acher. Okay, we have an atzitz belongs to Reuven, the zroim belong to Shimon. Machar baal ha'atzitz lebaal hazroim. If the baal ha'atzitz sells his atzitz, Reuven sells his atzitz to Shimon, kevan de moshach kana. Kevan de moshach kana. He makes a meshicha on the atzitz. I assume what he's doing is he's taking the atzitz and putting it on a table. In other words, that he's making it into metaltalim, turns it into metaltalim. So on the level of metaltalim, he's konvim meshicha. Machar baal hazra'im lebaal ha'atzitz lo kana ad sheyachzik bizra'im. The zra'im are mechubar. So the zra'im are mechubar, you need kinyane karka, kesef, shtar, or chazaka. So you need some act, assuming there's no kesef and there's no shtar, so he has to water the plants. Right? He has to do an act of chazaka on the plants. Tosus over here points out, atzit shel echad uzram shel acher, hu adin davi matzi ashminan hakol ba'atzit uzram shel echad, elu revusa nakad hachi, the afal gav de baal atzitz kone zraim, the afal gav de baal atzitz Kone, Zra'im lo kana, af agav shehim betocha atzitz shelo. What is Tosis over here pointing out? Namely, we have a baal ha'atzitz. He wants to be kone the Zra'im. What would be the easiest way of his being kone the Zra'im? With which kinyan? What would be the easiest way of his being kone the zroim? Rather than watering the zroim, doesn't have to do anything. kinyan chatzer. All he needs is that the person, the owner of the Zerayim, tell him, you can be kohen of the Zerayim. We have over here, for one moment, we have das acheres makne. So we have over here a chatzer mishtameres. You should be able to kohen of the Zerayim with kinyan chatzer. Why does the Gemara have to come on to a chazaka? So Tosis points out a very important klal. You can't use kinyan chatzer to be kohen a karka. The Zerayim are mechubar. The Zerayim have the status of karka. You can't use kinyan chatzer to be kohen a karka. The din of kinyan chatzer is used to be kohen a metaltalin. Okay, good to know. Then the Gemara continues. Atzitz uzraim shel echad umacharan la'acher. You go into a tree nursery. You see an atzitz nakuv with a little palm tree growing in it. And you want to buy it. So the halacha is, hechzik bizraim kana atzitz. V'zohi sheshaninu nechasim she'en lemachrayus nikdimim nechasim she'yesh lemachrayus. Bekesev ubishtar ubechazaka. However, hechzik ba'atzitz, af atzitz lo kana, ad sheyachzik bizraim. Now we have a kinyan agav. We have a kinyan agav that I can be kone the that which is mechubar, the zraim, and then automatically the atzitz comes along with it. The atzitz is metaltalim. The metaltalim will come along with the karka via kinyan agav. But there's no agav in the other direction. Agav is a one-way street. If I'm kone karka, then I'm kone the metaltalim along with the karka. But it's no halacha if I'm kone metaltalim, I'm kone the karka that's in the metaltalim. Okay. Tosus says, hechzik bizraim kone atzitz. Tzarech iyun im tzarech lomar agav ukni kamo ba'alma kidamrina beperakama de kedushin. Tosus points out that in order to use kinyan agav, the makne has to give his assent. The makne says, agav ukni. You want to be kone both my karka and my metaltalim, agav ukni. You can make a kinyan, a maisa kinyan on the karka, and the metaltalim will go along with it. The question is, do we need that statement of agav ukni in our Gemara? Why not? Oshema, hocha lo tzarich, dekevan de tzarich otzitz lizraim, batel agav zraim. V'chein gabe shtar, kevan shehechzik bekarka, nikne hashtar b'chol makom shehu. V'shema, hosam lo be'inan agav, mishum deshtar apsura de'arahu. The Tosis says that it appears that within the world of agav, we can speak about two tracks. We can have an agav, which is a gzeres hakosuv. That if I'm kone a piece of land in Yerushalayim, I can be kone, agav that piece of land, a book sitting in Yerushalayim. But then I have to say agav ukni. The gzeres hakosuv, that when I'm making a kinyan on karka, I'm kone the book, that's only agav ukni. And according to Tosus, that would be whether the book is in Yerushalayim or in New York, or even if the book is sitting on the karka, I need agav ukni. That's gzeres hakosuv.
Same
balabayas, but it's irrelevant where the book is. The book could be on the karka, could be in the town, could be halfway around the world. I have to have agav ukni to use that din of agav. But then Tosus says that there's another agav, which is a svara. That if there is an intrinsic connection between the karka and the metaltalim, there's no need to say agav ukni. In other words, that it's automatic that when I'm kona the karka, I'm kona the metaltalim. King Tosis gives two examples of such an intrinsic connection. One example is, when I want to be makna someone karka via a shtar. So the moment he makes a kinyan, I want to be makna someone karka. I want to give someone a matan of karka. And I write a shtar raya on this transaction. That my piece of land I have given as a gift to my best friend Yanki. Okay? And I have it signed by two Eidim. I have the shtar raya. So the moment that Yanki makes a chazaka on the land, then the shtar raya is automatically his even without agav ukni. That's a svara, that the shtar goes along with the land. Shtar afsara de arahu. The shtar is like the reins, like you have reins on a horse, it's like the reins of the land. Namely, it's intrinsically connected. The shtar only has meaning in terms of this land. So it's as though the shtar is batel to the land. If I'm kohen the land, I'm kohen the shtar. Or, Tosa says, we have a flower pot holding that contains a little palm tree, and I make a chazaka on the palm tree, I water the palm tree, I prune the palm tree, I'm making chazaka on the palm tree, then the pottery of the flower pot comes along without my saying agav ukni, because it's intrinsically connected. The Zeroyim only have a state of existence because of the cheres, right? Batel agav Zeroyim, that it's like one unit. It's one conceptual unit, the palm tree and the flower pot which is holding it. So in those cases where we have an intrinsic connection between the metaltalim and the karka, Tosis suggests that there it's a different track. It's not the general din of agav that requires agav ukni, but here we have a unique svara that sometimes metaltalim is batel to the karka when there's such an intrinsic connection and goes along automatically with the karka. Batel to the karka. The Rambam, however, gives a different distinction when we require agav ukni and when we don't require agav ukni. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, where he's discussing Kinyan Agav in HaPerek Gimel of Hilchos Mechira, he gives the following distinction. Bamedvorim amurim kishahayu osan metaltalim tzvurin ba'oso karka. If the metaltalim are sitting on the karka, then it works without an agav ukni. Aval im hayu b'makom acher, sarach sheyomar, k'nei metaltalim agav karka. Afilu hayu metaltalim b'medina acheres, v'analo k'nei osam agav karka plonis, kevan shekona hakarka niknu metaltalim. Aval pishenon svurim b'tocho. V'im lo amar agav karka, lo kona. Okay, that according to the Rambam, we have two scenarios. One scenario is, I want to be makdin to you karka and a book. So if the book is sitting on the land, I don't have to say agav ukni. If the book is off the land, I need agav ukni. Irrelevant if the book is next door, is halfway around the world. Okay, that's according to the Rambam, the distinction. That when we have what's called tziburin, when the metaltalim are on the land, they're contained within the land, there's no need for agav ukni. When the metaltalim are not on the land, there's a need for agav ukni. Comes along the Ktzos, and he wants to explain these two tracks of the Rambam. The Ktzos asks the question, can I be kona a cheftza of hefker via kinyan agav? I'd say there's land which is hefker, and then there's metaltalim on that land which is hefker. Can I make a kinyan on the karka and be kona the metaltalim with kinyan agav? Or can I be gozel something? Can I steal something via kinyan agav? Can I steal metaltalim by making a kinyan of agav on the karka? What? Right. Let's assume karka ain't an exelus. If you say karka ain't an exelus, can I make a maisa gzela on metaltalim by being gozel the karka on which the metaltalim is sitting? So the Ksos wants to say it depends which track we're using. We have a track of tziburin and a track of non-tziburin. The track of tziburin, where there's no need for agav ukni, basically that's a track in which I'm making one maisa kinyan. I'm making a maisa kinyan on the karka, and we view that as a kinyan on the metaltalim as well. We view it as a package deal. I can make a kinyan on karka plus any metaltalim which is enclosed on this karka. It's one act of kinyan in which I'm kone two things. And therefore, I can be kone hefker, I can be gozel, minaf gemina. I'm doing one act of kinyan, and whatever is in, on the karka comes along with it. Whether there's no need for any bailus, there's no need for any rotzon, v'chule v'chule. Ma'ashen kein, there's another track of agav. There's a track of agav in which I can be kone karka here, and I'll be kone metaltalim somewhere else. That's a different world. Over there, what I'm doing is, I'm making a kinyan on karka, and therefore I'm being kone karka. But if the bailim says, agav ukni, namely he throws in his das makne, I'm willing also to give you the metaltalim which is elsewhere, then I can be kone the metaltalim which is elsewhere. Namely, this is not one act which applies to both, but rather we're dealing over here with two acts of kinyan. I'm dealing with an act of kinyan of the karka and a kinyan on the metaltalim. The kinyan of karka is because of my act. The kinyan of the metaltalim is because there is das makne on the part of the owner and das kone on my part, but that's only if the owner explicitly states agav ukni, that I am, in other words, including in this act of kinyan another chefetz as well. I am being machna that as well. It's not something which is automatic, but rather requires the explicit statement of the owner. Therefore, says the Ktzos, that wouldn't apply to the world of hefker. Hefker, I couldn't be kone. In other words, if the hefker is on the land, I could be kone. But if the hefker is off the land, and simply my mind is, I'm kone the karka and that, but there's no das makne by hefker. Simply by gezel, there's no das makne. Namely, that there is an agav that requires two stages. A, I'm making a kinyan on the land. B, there's a das makne on a different chefes that I have a right to be kone elsewhere. And then we have a kinyan agav in Siburin, where I'm doing one act and killing two birds with one stone. But there's no need for any separate das makne or das kone. It's all included. So the nafgamin, when something is tziburin, that's one act. When something is not tziburin, then it's two stages. And then I need the specific statement of the makne, the agav kni. If there's no makne, like by gezel or by hefker, then I can't use that second track of agav ukni. So both the Rambam and Tosos have two tracks of agav, but these are two totally different frameworks. Tosos has an agav which is a gzera sakosuv, and an agav which is a svara. And the svara is when there's an intrinsic connection, logically, between the metaltalim and the karaka. It's not a question of placement. According to the Rambam, we have two tracks of agav, and the difference between the two tracks is that one of them is a automatic track, and the other one needs two stages. The automatic track, that's when you have tziburim, that's the agav which is automatic, there's no need for a separate das makna, but you don't have tziburim, there we have a din of agav ukni. According to Tosos, tziburin or lo tziburin, you always require agav ukni, unless we have a unique relationship. The relationship is that which can overdo the agav ukni, not the placement of the object. So just be aware that we have these two worlds of agav, the world of Tosas and the world of the Rambam. Yeah.
Is there any way that Reuven has to say that Mishalayim and Shimon is somewhere or someplace else? There's no agav. It just says, I'm not with you there. There's no.
Can be makta with Kinyan Sudar.
Yeah, that's when they have a cash. But from there to the Bible,
No,
you can say whatever you want. I can say whatever I want.
You need a Maisa Kinyan. Yeah. But the question is whether I can, my Das Makta, like a Gilgul Shvua. Once I'm being Nishba, once I'm making a Shvua, I can be Begalga other things as well. So we have an Agav of a Gilgul. But that Agav of a Gilgul, that's when it's not Sibur, and that requires the Agav Ukni, and that requires the expression of Agav Ukni on the part of the Makna. Okay, let's continue. Gemara then continues, Nikavo ba'aretz v'nofo b'chutz la'aretz. This takes us back to the sugyas we learned previously in terms of Yanika. We have Yanika via the Otzitz Nakuv in Eretz Yisrael, and the Nof, where the fruits are growing, That's over the boundary in Chutz Laaretz. Abai Omar Bach Basar Nekova Wazlina. The main Yonika comes via the Nekev. And therefore these fruits are Chayev and Trumos and Maestros, V'chulei V'chulei. Rava Amar Basar and Shemitah, etc. Rava Amar Basar Nofo Azlina. That we view the Yonika as coming directly from the karka underneath the fruit, not via the roots, and not via the trunk of the tree, and therefore they'd be patur. So the Gemara clarifies, Bidda Ashrush, when we're dealing not just with an otzitz nakuv, but we're dealing with roots, koyama lo plige. Everyone agrees that the yanika via the roots take precedence over the yanika via the nof. That even Rava agrees with. Ki plige, where does Rava disagree with Abai and says we go after the nof, but the lo ashrush, where the roots are still in the otzitz. They haven't gone into the ground. And then the question is, which is the main yanika, the hole in the otzitz, that's Abai Shita, or the land underneath the fruit, that's Rava Shita. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, Udaba Asher Shlo Plige, Hotanan, Shtei Gagos, Shnei Ginos, I'm sorry, Zo Agav Zo, V'yerek Beinehem, Rav Meir Omer Shel Elyon, Rav Yehuda Omer Shel Tachton. If we have a situation where we have Reuven owns the upper Gina and Shimon owns the lower Gina, and then we have a tree growing in Brooklyn, right? A tree growing this way. So the question is, who does this tree belong to? Does this tree belong to Reuven or to Shimon? Here we have a case of Ashrush, and we have a Machlokas. We have a Machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says it belongs to Reuven, Kanereh, that we have, he's going after the Yanika of the Sharashim. And Shimon, and Rav Yehuda says it belongs to Shimon, Kanereh, he's going after the Yanika of the Nof. So you see there's a Machlokas, even in the case of Ashrush, which Yanika takes precedence. Why did the Gemara say Ba'ashrush Kuleyama? Because it says, no, this is not a question over here of Yanika, it's a totally different matter over here. Namely, over here, the question isn't in terms of dinei zroyim. Here we're dealing with choshen mishpat. This is choshen mishpat. Who does this tree belong to in dinei choshen mishpat? Who has control over this tree? Who's the bailim of this tree? Do we say that Reuben has control? Because if he were to take away his earth, this tree would die. Or do we say that Shimon has control because if he'd fill in his gina, this tree would die? Namely, who has more control? That's the machlokas. It's nothing to do with the question over here of which yinika is stronger. It has nothing to do with Hilchos Ezraim. This is a din within Choshe Mishpat, within Bailus, within control, within Shlita. Who has the greater Shlita? Okay. Well, just to end off, Tosis over here, and the Ramaskal Basar Nekavo Azlinan, brings in the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Quotes, it's a Mishnah in Taharos, which is quoted the Gemara in Chulin, B'dla'as hanatua ba'otzitz she'eno nokuv, v'yotza chutz la'otzitz. So Rabbi Shimon holds, ha'tomei b'tum'oso, v'hatohar b'taharoso. That if we have a case of an otzitz she'eino nakuv, right? Otzitz she'eino nakuv. And here we have two fruits growing. So if you want to ask, and we have a person who's tamei who touches this fruit and this fruit. Rabbi Shimon says this fruit is talush. Remember, we're talking about an osetz she'eno nakuv. So this is talush. This fruit is talush. This fruit over here is over the ground. So this fruit is considered to be mechubar. So this fruit will be tameh, and this fruit will be tahar. This is talush. This is mechubar. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita. Tameh tameh v'hatahar tahar. I sent you to a Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlim, where the Rambam continues this discussion What if we were to be dealing with a parallel situation in an Otzitz Nakuf? We have this. And the Rambam says that over here, if someone were to touch this fruit over here, this is Mechubar. So this would be Tahar. And if someone touches this fruit, so the Rambam says, I'm explaining the Rambam now according to the Kesed Mishnah. Kesed Mishnah is the one that says it's black and white. Touches this fruit, it's Tamid. So the question is, what does the Rambam do with our Sugya? Right? Our Sugya says that we have Rava. Rava holds that when we have a situation of an Atitz Nokov Agave Karka, and it's not Ashrush, we go after the Nof. In other words, we have over here Yanika. Why over here? The fact that this is Tahar, fine. Why is this Tameh? Our Gemara says that we're dealing over here where we have Yanika. So I just wanted to bring you all the way back full circle to where we began. Yes, there's a difference between... The Rambam is talking about what? And our Sugya is talking about what? Rambam is talking about Tumah V'Tahara, and our Sugya is talking about Trumos and Isras, right? Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That the fact that we, in other words, that we pointed out that we have Dinim of Yanika, we have to distinguish between different realms of Halacha. Yitachem, that within the world of Tumah and Tahara, that which is in the Atzitz is Mechubar, that which is not in the Atzitz is not Mechubar. That which is in the Atzitz is Talosh, that which is outside is Mechubar. These are dinim of Tumah v'Tahara. Has nothing to do with our Sugya. Our Sugya is dealing with Trumos and Maestros. They can have totally different standards. We pointed out Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had an article on Atzitz Nakuf, so just pointing out over here that this is one that Tosfos is bringing in apples and oranges. Tosfos is bringing in the din of Tumah v'Tahara, Tameh v'Tumaso, V'Tar v'Taharaso. Our Gemara is talking about the world of Trumos and Maestros. You can have different standards in terms of what's going to be Mechayev in Trumos and Maestros and what's going to be Mechayev in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, when something is Mechubar and when it's Talosh. Okay. We'll stop over here. Kanei Nahara. We learned 20 plus blocks in Gittin. And Dafka, you know, it's within the first perek, which dealt with many, many sukkahs in many different areas. The only area we really didn't get very much involved in is Orach Chaim, a little bit of Hilchos Shabbos here and there. But other than that, I think we touched very much on a lot of areas within Halacha, you know, that this sort of had like a little Shas Katan over here, even though the Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechtam goes through, and they met the Mishnah over here on Daf Kaf Aleph from the days, brings in Rav Yehuda, who holds that Achet Ksivaso B'Chasimaso B'Talosh. This is Rav Yehuda, is the author of the first Mishnah of Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechtan. We found the author. Okay, we got to the author. So we have over here, you know, a certain hole. I hope that you'll have fine time to chazer the sugyos, and Emir Tzashem, you know, that you'll be zoche to learn it on your own, and Yisrael to teach it to others. And so hopefully you'll be able to say over that which I heard from Wilkenstein, that which I heard from Aaron Soloveitchik, that which we worked out together, Barak Hashem. And Shav Brocha Batzlacha in terms of your continuation, you know, of learning. I hope that Kodesh Baruch Hu should give everyone the Siyata Dishmaya to be able to be Lilmod Ulamed, Lishmar Balasos, and to be Oved Hashem in the fullest possible manner.